I think it's been remarkable, and in many ways it highlights the weaknesses in our political system. Basically, Alex Allenson and Michelle Haywood were both kind of progressive and uncompromising politicians who have paid the price for upsetting powerful interest groups in a general election year. So those groups are business, motorists and local authorities. They would say that they were following Timbald policy, and in that respect they are faithfuls, to use the traitors analogy that doubtless will come up. And they probably thought that in implementing Timbald policy they would have the backing of their colleagues, which I think is politically naive. It's not the Manx way. So we've had the bizarre spectacle of the chief minister riding to rescue the public from his own government, and that positions himself and his occasional allies very well for the next general election and beyond. We've had a lot of talk about refreshing and resetting government. I mean, that's I suppose those are euphemisms for retreats and U-turns, but doubtless it'll play well with a lot of the public, and it gives the impression of some kind of fresh government only a few months away from the general election.
I think that's where I was going to go with it, because you said refreshing and resetting. As you say, it's just months away from a general election. As Dr. Michelle Haywood, she was on with us this morning, and she said minimum wage, 20 mile per hours, these were all plans that were mentioned in Tynwald. It was brought to Tynwald. It was agreed upon by Tynwald.
Yes, I mean, I think they were all in favour of raising the minimum wage to the living wage standard. I suppose the question is the timing of that and, you know, how you actually deal with it. But clearly, what's happened is that Tynwald have voted for these good ideas in a fairly idealistic way. It then runs into a wall of opposition that's very predictable. I mean, this was inevitable that there would be retreats on these issues. And the ministers have paid the price. I think the most puzzling thing for me is the position of Alex Allenson. As the chief minister has indicated, he has been at odds politically with his Treasury minister almost since day one of this administration, certainly since Mr. Allenson became Treasury minister, which is best part of 4 years ago. So they're pulling in opposite directions. As I've said, it's like a pantomime horse with two heads, which makes for a very dysfunctional government. Why would the chief minister, having made a best part of 30 other changes in the meantime, why would he keep someone in place as Treasury Minister who was so opposed to his political orientation? And I think that really is the big mystery in this. And I can only conclude that the Chief Minister's playing a longer game.
What about the manner in which they were informed of their sacking? I'm not sure if you heard Dr. Haywood earlier this morning.
I missed that, no.
So, it's a long 20-minute interview, but she was live this morning on Manx Radio, and she said, actually, other members had gotten calls from the chief minister over the weekend, and on Monday morning, I think it was 7 minutes before the news broke. So Mr. Glover got the call first, and then she got the call. It was a 2-minute WhatsApp call, and straight after that, he called Dr. Allenson. And that's how he delivered the news. So 2-minute WhatsApp called. I think she called it a short, hefty. I've got it in my notes. Sorry, I can't find the note. I can't find the exact wording. But yeah, she called it a very short 2-minute WhatsApp call. That's how they got the news.
Yeah, I mean they were sacked. You know, all this stuff about being asked to stand down is more euphemisms. And I'm not sure if the public will fall for any of this. I mean, it's true that both the 20-mile-an-hour limit and the minimum wage proposals, I mean, there was a significant opposition to that. But nevertheless, these were Tim Wall policies, however clumsily handled they might have been. So it demonstrates that in an election year in particular, the convention is you don't do anything controversial, even if Tim Wall has asked you to do it.
And then members of the public, from yesterday morning, waking up, getting the news, following it on throughout today, following what's going on in Tynwald today. Where does this leave confidence for members of the public?
I think the part of the rationale for this on behalf of the Chief Minister is to show that this is indeed a listening government and to try and stabilise things and to restore a degree of public confidence. I'm not sure that will work with many people. I mean, people will be relieved. Some people will be relieved about the retreat or the pause. But overall, the picture is a pretty shambolic one. This has been the most chaotic government that I can remember. Despite this emphasis on plans and strategies, the political reality has been a bit of a mess. And I think it demonstrates the incoherence of our system, that under this administration in particular, there is no such thing as government policy. There used to be a kind of collective council of ministers' ownership of policies, however difficult. And once they've been agreed, you kind of stuck with it. Under this regime, each department does its own thing. And if it becomes controversial, then the minister gets emptied, which is not exactly coherent. And I think this demonstrates, again, the incoherence of our political system in that the public have no input into the choice of chief minister, the choice of government. What kind of government do you want? Do you want a vaguely progressive leftish government, or do you want a more conservative with a small c? And I think the Manx public deserve far better than this dysfunctional shambles that we're seeing at the moment.
I mean, if you look at the new DOI minister, who I think it's his third time in this role under this current government.
Yeah, it's a bit of a pantomime, isn't it, really? And I think that this will play well for those ministers who've stepped back in, because they will be the people who are delivering, what is perceived as good news to those interest groups that have been making a lot of noise about this. So, their positioning, I mean, it's all about positioning for the next general election and in some cases, I think, for next chief ministership. This chief minister had a kind of semi-detached relationship with his own cabinet and, it's like they've let me down again, but this is,
You've seen it over the years with all the various changes and all the various department, ministerial head changes as well.
Yeah, I mean, in this regime, I think it was Manx Radio who calculated there had been 29 ministerial changes. I mean, that is unprecedented. There's been nothing like that in the past. I mean, people were priding themselves on just keeping a steady ship with the occasional changes. And it's not clear whether this is a deliberate and cunning strategy on the part of the chief minister to keep everyone on their toes, or whether it is a symptom of a kind of indecision, a kind of more chaotic approach to things.
I was just going to ask, you've worked under five different chief ministers.
Yeah.
Compared to, I know you've described this current government as chaotic, but compared to the previous administrations, we had Michelle Hayward who described Alfred Cannon as being, setting his policy on social media. So if members of the public don't like what they're hearing, that's when he decides to change it. Have you heard or seen things like this previously?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Manx politics is always incredibly sensitive to perceived public opinion because they're so close to the public. I mean, somebody once said the Isle of Man's the only place in the world where one person can be a lobby group. So They've always been very sensitive to it. But what's been different about this government is that there've been some obvious brick walls that they're heading towards, and they kind of crash into them, and then they, you know, the radar doesn't seem to work terribly well. And it has, yes, it's been, it's never been perfect. It's always been pretty messy. And Timbald in particular has always been very reactive to people making a noise, and quite often that's a justified noise. But there has been something different in the style of this government.
We've had different ministerial roles. We've had vote of no confidence. Am I right to ask, is this the final nail on the coffin for Alf Cannon, or is this a wait and watch what happens kind of moment? Maybe there's a method to what's going on.
No, I don't think politically it is for him. I think this is will be calculated to endear him with his constituents and the wider public. I think he will think that he comes out of this, you know, being responsive to the public, listening to public concerns. So I don't think it is the final nail for him. I would like to think it was the final nail for our very dysfunctional political system, and that in future we might actually have some proper national politics at election time, but I'm not holding my breath for that either.
And looking at Dr. Allinson and Dr. Michelle Hayward, both of those, they I don't want to say they're big personalities, but, you know, they would be very opinionated, or they would come out fighting if they need to. So it's going to be a very interesting year leading up towards elections, if they do stand.
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously both, as I said before, progressive, principled politicians, possibly a bit uncompromising, possibly not used to our highly sensitive Manx political culture. But no, it's interesting. And I think what you're seeing here is the kind of makings of a divide in politics between that kind of progressive wing and possibly a more pragmatic, conservative, small C wing. And it'd be nice to see that a bit more clarity and a bit more choice for the public between those approaches.
And I think my last question would be, you know, for Alfred Cannon, how much of pressure is there on being chief minister? I mean, you look at his predecessor, which was Howard Quayle, and he came out during the COVID. So he was basically hailed a hero at that time when everything was happening. And then you've got big shoes to fill.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a very difficult job. It's a balancing act. And you are not a kind of autocratic leader. You don't have that political or public mandate under our system to be a leader. So a lot of the time you are the chairman of the executive committee. So there is a huge amount of pressure. And because people are so accessible, there will be lobby groups who are, you know, speaking to him personally and giving him a lot of heat. And he's also perhaps politically more astute than some of the more conviction politicians around him.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.